From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Two rescued in Nepal quake aftermath. Rescue workers pulling two survivors Thursday from the rubble of last weekend's devastating earthquake. Rare moments of joy as the death toll climbed to almost 6,000. Cheers rang out in Nepal's capital of Kathmandu as rescuers pulled a 15-year-old boy from a demolished guest house. Hours later, a hotel kitchen worker, a woman in her 30s, was also pulled to safety. Teams of rescue workers from across the world are still digging through rubble, and aid groups are working to get much-needed supplies to survivors. UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos arrived in Nepal Thursday for a three-day visit to assess the overall relief operations. A Pakistani court sentenced 10 men to 25 years each in prison Thursday in connection with the 2012 shooting of Nobel Peace Prize laureate Malala Yousafzai. The men do not include the gunman who actually shot Malala, but they were involved in the attack. The shooters believed to have escaped across the border into Afghanistan. The Taliban targeted Malala for her work promoting girls' education. The Nigerian army says it freed another 150 people who were held captive by the militant group Boko Haram. An army spokesman told VOA that troops rescued about 100 children and 50 women on Wednesday as they fought their way through the Sambisa forest in northeastern Nigeria. The army claims it freed 293 girls and women from the forest on Tuesday. Reporters have yet to see the former captives, and the military has released no photos of them. Initial statements from the army indicated that none of the 219 missing girls kidnapped in the town of Chibok last year were among any of those freed. This is VOA News. U.S. health officials are shutting down a treatment unit they set up in Liberia at the height of the Ebola crisis last year, as that country prepares to be declared free of the deadly virus. Liberia has gone 32 days without a new Ebola case. If it stays that way until May 9th, the World Health Organization likely will declare the country Ebola-free. NATO Military Chief U.S. General Philip Breedlove says the alliance needs better military intelligence on the ground in eastern Ukraine, where he says Russian forces appear to be fortifying military gains despite a two-month ceasefire. In testimony before the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee in Washington Thursday, General Breedlove accused Moscow of supplying pro-Russian rebels in Ukraine's east with heavy weapons, training, and mentoring. Police in the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, completed their investigation Thursday into the death of a 25-year-old black man while in police custody, an incident that sparked rioting and looting earlier this week. They turned the report over to prosecutors and now will decide whether to charge six police officers involved in the man's arrest. But there is no timetable for when that decision would be made about the officers, all of whom have been suspended during the probe. Baltimore remained quiet Thursday, 3 days after the riots. Pakistan condemned the recent spike of violence from the spring offensive the Taliban recently started in Afghanistan. The public criticism is another indication Islamabad is distancing itself from the Islamist insurgent group. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Islamabad has in recent weeks taken steps that Pakistani officials insist demonstrate their country's commitment to forge closer ties with the Afghan state rather than the Taliban. That latest such move came on Thursday when Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Tasneem Aslam at her weekly news conference condemned Taliban-led violence in Afghanistan.
And we would like to see a national reconciliation process in Afghanistan.
Aslam reiterated her country's commitment to continue support for peace efforts the Afghan government is making, saying peace in Afghanistan is crucial for maintaining stability in Pakistani border regions. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
German police say they have foiled an alleged Islamic extremist terrorist attack in a popular May Day bicycle race planned for Friday. Police in Frankfurt arrested a Turkish-German man and his Turkish wife. An employee of a hardware store alerted police after the male suspect put an unusually large amount of chemicals that could be used to make explosives. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders of the northeastern state of Vermont announced he'll seek the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination. The 73-year-old self-described socialist is a registered independent. He's considered a long shot against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the only other declared candidate for the party nomination. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African music mix on the Voice of America.
Arénien yamamuke arénien na vipo komuniza arénien linkolo bake bière na binomi na maka moins.
Saba saba malolo malolo, tosa na pralima, na tomo ni mulanga ma prima e.
Terminal A. Premise c'est tout mais la comme masanga ya fou.
Patrick Mumbada. Hey basuma de no basuki na kumbo. Aya keba me mera mijele mi selega de mijele basenga bano. Iri moto.
Mubiana Maimbi, Alita Jamala Grand Prêtre, Nadia Alicia.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
how can we promote science and technology in Africa?
Well, for me, to promote science and technology in Africa, first we should talk of technical schools. They should be given good tools, especially when it comes to practicals. They should be given good tools so that they can better understand what science and technology is all about.
There is only one way to promote science and technology, and that is the funding. We need more fund to construct more science schools of technology, and get more qualified lecturers to teach in those universities.
You know, in Africa, we need to think big. We should not wait for somebody to think for us. What we need to do, we have to put a vision and think big about it.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
It's hot, it's smooth, it's Zozo and Zangare, Superbeat with Kokwane.
Van mtserile ane vakumananga loko ukura kumora rakari beliwe ratisa mtserile kokwane vakumananga loko ukura kumoro pangari nandira taisa Serile kokwane vakumananga loko ukura kumoro pangari nandira taisa Vanzerile ane vakumananga loko ukula masati wanyipi anga tsakisi wa taisa Kiti wataisana
There is no tastier recipe around the African Music Mix on VOA
Amigo Tania zako zimesha kupanza Ulikukanya chunga heshima yako Mke na watoto wako nyumbani Ndiyo hazina ya maisha yako Amigo, amigo Wakati tunakupa ushauri Uliona sisi watu fitina Twaingilia mambo yako ya ndani Na kwamba tukwache kama ulivyo Sababu wewe bingwa wa maisha Amigo, amigo Thamani ya mke ni mafasi Kula vizuri, kulala vizuri Ndiyo siri ya kudumisha ndoa Mtaishi kwa raha, amigo Watoto wako wapeleke shule Kwa manufaa yao ya baadaye Elimu ndiyo zawadi muhimu Kwa watoto wako, amigo Badala yake mambo yote hayo Kwa mkeo imekuwa ni ndoto Maisha yake ya kubahatisha na kazi unafanya amigo Mkeme choka mwisho kakimbia Umebaki kula umuwezio Lawama zako hazina msingi Embeleza mke wakurudie
Kukanya sana amigo Heshimu mke na watoto wako Heshimu baba na mama nyumbani Na wakwe zako wape heshima Shemeji zako pia waheshimu Tukawa sisi wabaya kwako Shauri wetu hauna amana
Ache kama ulivyo amigo. Sababu wewe ni bima wa maisha. Mahari umeshalipa amigo. Mkeo una habari na ye. Na leo yamekufika mambo. Ubimba wako na mke amekukimbia ye. Majirani na rafiki tulishakukanya sana amigo. Heshimu mke na watoto wako. Heshimu baba na mama nyumbani. Na wakwe zako wape heshima. Shemeji zako pia waheshimu. Tukawa sisi wabaya kwako. Shauri wetu hauna amana. Tukwache kama ulimo amigo. Sababu wewe ni bima wa maisha. Mahali umeshaliwa amigo. Mkeo una habari na ye. Na leo yamekufika mambo. Ubimba wako na mke amekukimbia ye. Majirani na rafiki tulishakukanya sana amigo. Heshimu mke na watoto wako. Heshimu baba na mama nyumbani. Na wakwe zako wapi heshima. Shemeji zako pia waheshimu. Tukawa sisi wabaya kwako. Shauri wetu hauna amana. Tukwache kama ulimo amigo. Sababu wewe ni bima wa maisha. Mahari umeshalipa amigo. Mkeo una habari na ye. Na leo yamekufika mambo. Ubimba wako na mke amekukimbia ye.
This is DJ Madoza from South Africa, Johannesburg, and you're listening to the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
It's a subject you might not want to talk about. HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. Infection with the virus continues to rise among Africans, particularly the young. But you can take steps to prevent the spread of the disease. If you are sexually active, use a condom every time you have sex. Talk to your local healthcare worker about getting an HIV test. If you are HIV positive, talk to them about what therapies are available.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Yeah,
Searching for the songs that will soothe your soul? Look no further than the African Music Mix on The Voice of America. Travel from Cape Town to Cairo, Dakar to Djibouti, and all the points in between on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
To Bongo, the African Music Mix.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
how can we promote science and technology in Africa?
First of all, the government have to provide enough infrastructure for the universities, and then they should build more universities across the country. They should have a quality lecturers who can execute and lecture the student about it and make them understand about science and technology, because it's very important in our area now.
Introducing our own machines make our students or anybody who can make something to be used, something reasonable. Like I can remember I had someone who had make a phone which uses a coin, and you can call, and it's a local phone, but I've never heard anywhere that government have helped this person.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
T'avais toujours un affaire pour manger. T'es débrouillé de calbasse pour faire plaisir aux enfants aimés. Oh, grand-mère, quand où l'été, si la terre où t'es vive, disons, dans la misère. Et où l'été, bien fier, t'en dit où les en l'air. Quand où l'été décide la terre, où t'es vive, disons, dans la misère. Période jour de l'an, mon cœur est triste parce qu'il manque un de si la piste. Où sera toujours dans mon cœur quand m'y pense à où m'y plaire. Tout ça coule a fait pour moi si la terre, m'y dia ou merci grand-mère. Demain la fin est grand, quand il arrive période jour de l'an. Mon cœur est triste parce qu'il manque un de si la piste. Où sera toujours dans mon cœur quand m'y pense à où m'y pleure. Tout ça coule a fait pour moi si la terre m'y dit à où merci grand-mère.
Bringing you the best in African music from throughout the continent, the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Thank you.
barene, di para ma barene, di para weke wahe, di para weke wahe, basi roho yahe,
simsonge,
roho yahe,
simsonge,
masikinde,
sandie,
masikinde,
sandie,
roho yahe,
simsonge,
roho yahe,
simsonge,
masikinde. Masikini,
Masikini,
oh Masikini, oh Masikini, mwana yatime, oh mwana yatime, atiangoza marando, atiangoza toto, basi roho yahe. Roho yahe,
simsonge,
masikine,
saidiye,
masikine,
saidiye,
roho yahe,
simsonge,
roho yahe,
simsonge,
masikine,
saidiye,
masikine,
saidiye,
mani yahe, mwana unwe,
mani yahe,
mani yahe,
mani yahe,
mani yahe, mwana unwe.
Amani
ya he, mwana unwe.
Amani ya he, amani ya he, amani ya he.
VOA News is always at the tip of your fingers.
VOA News is always at the tip of your fingers, 24/7. Visit our website, voaafrica.com, for the latest up-to-the-minute news.
voaafrica.com.
voaafrica.com, your trusted source for news and information.
Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Baltimore police finish inquiry into man's death that sparked riots. Police in the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore completed their investigation into the death of a 25-year-old black man while in police custody. The incident sparked rioting and looting earlier this week. The report was turned over to prosecutors, who now will decide whether to charge six police officers involved in the man's arrest. But there's no timetable for when that decision would be made. The six have been suspended during the probe. Baltimore remained quiet Thursday, 3 days after the riots. Rescue workers in Nepal pulled two survivors Thursday from the rubble of last weekend's devastating earthquake. The death toll is now up to almost 6,000. Rescuers pulled a 15-year-old boy from a demolished guest house in Nepal's capital of Kathmandu. Hours later, a hotel kitchen worker, a woman in her 30s, was also pulled to safety. The U.N. launched an urgent appeal for $415 million to provide shelter for hundreds of thousands of people displaced by the earthquake. Jamie McGoldrick is U.N. resident coordinator to Nepal.
Funding at this point in time is so critical to get the amount of money we need across those key sectors in order for us to deliver the humanitarian assistance at the level and the type that's required, and at the same time to have the logistical support that's needed to address and carry the goods to the affected areas.
UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos arrived in Nepal Thursday for a three-day visit to assess relief operations. U.S. health officials are closing down a treatment unit they set up in Liberia at the height of the Ebola crisis last year as that country prepares to be declared free of the deadly virus. Liberia's gone 32 days without a new case. If it stays that way until May 9th, it'll be declared Ebola-free. This is VOA News. The Nigerian army says it freed another 150 people who were held captive by the militant group Boko Haram. An army spokesman told VOA that troops rescued about 100 children and 50 women on Wednesday as they fought their way through the Sambisa forest in northeastern Nigeria. The army claims it freed 293 girls and women from the forest on Tuesday. Reporters have yet to see the former captives, and the military has released no photos of them. Initial statements from the army indicate none of the 219 missing girls kidnapped last year from the town of Chibok were among those freed. German police say they have foiled an alleged Islamic extremist terrorist attack on a popular May Day bicycle race planned for Friday. Police in Frankfurt arrested a Turkish-German man and his Turkish wife. Authorities raided the couple's home and found a stash of weapons and bomb-making ingredients. NATO military chief U.S. General Philip Breedlove says the alliance needs better military intelligence on the ground in eastern Ukraine, where he says Russian forces appear to be fortifying military gains despite a two-month ceasefire. In testimony before a U.S. Senate committee in Washington Thursday, General Breedlove accused Moscow of supplying pro-Russian rebels in Ukraine's east with heavy weapons, training, and mentoring. A Pakistani court sentenced 10 men to 25 years each in prison Thursday in connection with the 2012 shooting of Nobel Peace Prize laureate Malala Yousafzai. Among the men, not the gunmen who actually shot Malala, but they were involved in the attack. The shooters believed to have escaped across the border into Afghanistan. Another U.S. presidential hopeful is in the race for the White House in 2016. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announced his candidacy Thursday for the Democratic Party's nomination. It's a long shot, as we hear from VOA's Jim Malone.
Bernie Sanders is the longest-serving independent in congressional history and a self-described Democratic socialist. Sanders announced at the U.S. Capitol Thursday that he will challenge Hillary Clinton in the Democratic primaries and that his campaign will emphasize the issue of income inequality. Sanders favors higher taxes on corporations and the wealthy, supports an increase in the minimum wage, and stronger rights for organized labor. Jim Malone, Washington.
The U.S. Navy is accompanying American flag commercial ships through the Strait of Hormuz at the mouth of the Persian Gulf to ensure they encounter no interference from Iran. U.S. defense officials say the policy was adopted in response to what Washington views as provocative Iranian behavior earlier this week on a Marshall Islands flag cargo ship that they detained along with its crew. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
You're listening to the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Hola.
Come by the corner.
Give me the light, dog.
Then they smoke when they wanna. I don't sniff coke or blue. It makes me blue. Hey, yo, what you wanna do with my poo-poo? Fucking die. Bubbles go like to contest.
Yes.
No do, bubbles go fast. What next? Causing wahala, palava, kasala for road. But meanwhile, police, they're waiting for the road. This is the cure when we no one cause no trouble. This is the cure that we're getting from the jungle. This is the cure that will make my people humble. Officer, man, take a drag. You must fumble.
Smoking on me good because me just don't care. Because this is a Cuban. Good enough for me here. Because this is a Cuban. Smoking on me good because me just don't care. Because this is a Cuban.
Because this is a Cuban.
I am not taking that way.
Give me the coupe, make me blow up me.
Blow up me,
yeah. Give me the coupe, make me blow up me.
Nah, 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 nah.
Give me the coupe, make me blow up me.
Blow up me,
yeah. Give me the coupe, make me blow up me. Give me the coupe, make me blow up me. Give me the coupe, make me blow up me. Give me the coupe, make me blow up me. Give me the coupe, make me blow up me.
Smoke looking pretty. Yeah. Walk on the menace.
What's the increasing days? Me cop me yellow. We drive a make you bet you blow the horn. Me lead the blow with me head. I just like me stick police. Knock on me weak. Then once spoil my groove. Break and beat in my blues. They can't stop me rolling. The gangsta is rolling. Me go be jam. Me lead the blow with me head.
Because it's a Cuban. Smoking on me good because me just don't care. Because it's a Cuban. Good enough for me head. Because it's a Cuban. Smoking on me good because me just don't care. Because it's a Cuban.
Because it's a Cuban.
I am not taking that way.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today.
How can we promote science and technology in Africa?
Well, for me, to promote science and technology in Africa, first we should talk of technical schools. They should be given good tools, especially when it comes to practicals. They should be given good tools so that they can better understand what science and technology is all about.
There's only one way to promote science and technology, and that is the funding. We need more fund to construct more science schools of technology, and get more qualified lecturers to teach in those universities.
You know, in Africa, we need to think big. We should not wait for somebody to think for us. What we need to do, we have to put a vision and think big about it.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
I'm
تبال شحال من محلا ويلي روح ما تهنا روح وروح يا ما تهنا أدل النار كواتا تالي ماشي على جمرة
than honey and less than half the calories. The African music mix on the Voice of America.
Santana. quanto rilassi mojibe, quanto rilassi mojibe, quanto rilassi mojibe. Quanto rilassi mojibe, quanto rilassi mojibe, quanto rilassi mojibe, lasci di lasci catocawa.
Always something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Atlanta.
Wow, Bani.
Sam, que le bruit patron.
Wow, Bani.
Caroline est en gâteau, Sam, Kimara.
Shika mama,
kwa nini?
Shika mo.
Ya usiku,
jioni.
Ya mchana bwana,
sitaki.
Basi.
Hiyo kali hiyo.
Kamata, uruta, uruta, wena nani. Malisa kuni kwa kuchimushia pawe.
Wamekula machani wameota bizizi wana.
Aya.
Ebu ni kweli.
Kata, kata.
Kata.
Kata mwanangu kata.
Kata.
Kata sone jibu.
Kata.
Kata zakia kata.
Kata.
Kata pili kata.
Kata.
Kata rote kata.
Kata.
Kata, kata.
Kata.
Kata ilaya kata.
Kata.
Kata aisha kata.
Kata.
Kata usiogope.
Kata.
African Music Mix, where genius meets rhythm, on the Voice of America.
Boys, yeah, girls, yeah, shit, tina ho, girls, yeah, boys, yeah, shit, tina ho, live boom, live gym, shit, tina ho, boys, dream, girls, adding, shit,
tina ho. Open your cuts running, now it's on your cuts running, and I'm all for the idea, man.
Oh, my bad day.
when you watch them here. Yeah, you keep me last bit. Me last bit. Boys, yeah. Girls, yeah. Sure. Tell them up. Girls, yeah. Boys, yeah. Sure. Tell them up. Life, boom. Life, yeah. Sure. Tell them up. Boys, dream. Girls, harim. Sure. Tell them up. Papa, what? Me last bit. Free pebble, jabber to me talk. Who's the Jacobus late? And the talk. John D, hold the beat. Pot, and who's the one 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 who's
a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Did you know that more than 1.6 million people acquired HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, in recent years? More than half of those infected were under 24 and most of them were young girls. You can protect yourself from HIV. If you're a man, use a condom every time you have sex. If you're a woman, insist that your partner use a condom. And whether you're a man or a woman, talk to your health provider about an HIV test.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Shanku kada, Allah ku kada. nonstop on African Music Mix.
Sabe praga que não tem a nós, se eu ia ser feliz, meu Deus, se ele voa no céu de amor. Se nos destine a terra longe, se a mulher ganha a terra, te migra na boca verde. Quer saber praga que não tem a nós, se eu ia ser feliz, meu Deus, se ele voa no céu de amor. Nos destine pra terra longe, se pra mulher ganha terra, tcha migra na boca verde. Laisse bien, laisse bien. Nos morni coladera, nos batuqui funaná. Nos paisagem, nos cultura, nos beleza natural e nos cavardianidade. Nos gruguin e nos cachupa, nos morni coladera, nos batuqui funaná. Nos paisagem, nos cultura, nos beleza natural e nos caverdianidade. Recebi, recebi.
For thought and good for your feet. The African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Yeah.
To hear, chances are you will on the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Ladies and gentlemen, teaching on the stage tonight, the great Egyptian artist Hakim and the world's godfather of soul, Mr. James
Say, say, la, 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 la
sulla rega.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
how can we promote science and technology in Africa?
First of all, the government have to provide enough infrastructure for the universities, and then they should build more universities across the country. They should have a quality lecturers who can execute and lecture the student about it and make them understand about science and technology, because it's very important in our area now.
Introducing our own machines make our students or anybody who can make something to be used, something reasonable. Like I can remember I had someone who had make a phone which uses a coin, and you can call, and it's a local phone, but I've never heard anywhere that government have helped this person.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
We'll be right back.
If you're looking for tunes, you've come to the right place.
African Music Mix.
The African Music Mix on VOA.
Bibi mimi nakupenda tuishi pamoja na wewe. Nakupenda tuishi pamoja na wewe.
Bwana
mimi nakupenda tuishi pamoja na wewe.
Bibi mimi nakupenda tuishi pamoja na wewe. Pamoja na wewe.
valeur plus grande que celle des courants. Par contre, le fruit de l'esprit, c'est l'amour, c'est la joie.
Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Two rescued in Nepal quake aftermath. Rescue workers pulling two survivors Thursday from the rubble of last week's devastating earthquake. Rare moments of joy as the death toll climbed to almost 6,000. Cheers rang out in Nepal's capital of Kathmandu as rescuers pulled a 15-year-old boy from a demolished guest house. Hours later, a hotel kitchen worker, a woman in her 30s, was also pulled to safety. UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos arrived in Nepal Thursday for a three-day visit to assess relief operations. U.S. health officials are closing down a treatment unit they set up in Liberia at the height of the Ebola crisis last year, as that country prepares to be declared free of the deadly virus. Liberia has gone 32 days without a new Ebola case. If it stays that way until May 9th, the World Health Organization likely will declare the country Ebola-free. The World Health Organization says the virus has killed more than 10,000 people, mostly in the West African nations of Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. The Nigerian army says it freed another 150 people who were held captive by the militant group Boko Haram. An army spokesman told VOA that troops rescued about 100 children and 50 women Wednesday as they fought their way through the Sambisa forest in northeastern Nigeria. The army claims it freed 293 girls and women from the forest on Tuesday. Reporters, however, have yet to see the former captives, and the military has released no photographs of them. Initial statements from the army indicated that none of the 219 missing girls kidnapped from the town of Chibok last year were among any of those freed in the last 2 days. This is VOA News. Protesters held another large but peaceful march through downtown Baltimore, Maryland Thursday as speculation grows about the findings of a police report on the death of Freddie Gray. The 25-year-old African-American man died April 19th from a severe spinal injury while in police custody. His death sparked riots in black neighborhoods in the eastern U.S. city. Police turned over the results of their investigation to the state's attorney office, which will decide whether to charge the six officers involved in Gray's arrest. U.S. criminal justice analyst Todd Cox of the liberal advocacy group Center for American Progress says a review of what happened should also consider public reaction.
They need to ensure that whatever the report says, whatever comes out, they will take it seriously and will take whatever actions are necessary to, number one, bring justice to this particular matter, but number two, ensure that whatever reforms need to take place so that these kinds of things don't happen again.
Baltimore authorities have not announced any timetable for the decision on the fate of the six officers, all of whom are suspended with pay. A Pakistani court sentenced 10 men to 25 years each in prison Thursday in connection with the 2012 shooting of Nobel Peace Prize laureate Malala Yousafzai. The men do not include the gunman who actually shot Malala, but they were involved in the attack. The shooters believed to have escaped across the border into Afghanistan. Pakistan condemned the recent spike in violence from the spring offensive the Taliban recently started in Afghanistan. The public criticism is another indication Islamabad is distancing itself from the Islamist insurgent group. Ayaz Ghul has details.
Islamabad has in recent weeks taken steps that Pakistani officials insist demonstrate their country's commitment to forge closer ties with the Afghan state rather than the Taliban. That latest such move came on Thursday when Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Tasneem Aslam at her weekly news conference condemned Taliban-led violence in Afghanistan.
And we would like to see a national reconciliation process in Afghanistan.
Aslam reiterated her country's commitment to continue support for peace efforts the Afghan government is making, saying peace in Afghanistan is crucial for maintaining stability in Pakistani border regions. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
German police say they have foiled an alleged Islamic extremist terrorist attack on a popular May Day bicycle race planned for Friday. Police in Frankfurt arrested a Turkish-German man and his Turkish wife. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders of the northeastern state of Vermont announced he will seek the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination. The 73-year-old, self-described socialist, is a registered independent, but has been part of the Senate Democratic Caucus since he was first elected in 2006. He is considered a long shot against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Serge Kassanda, Gabet, Chitea, le papito, Mbala, Komisinga, Nassou.
tono.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
how can we promote science and technology in Africa?
Well, for me, to promote science and technology in Africa, first, we should talk of technical schools. They should be given good tools, especially when it comes to practicals. They should be given good tools so that they can better understand what science and technology is all about.
There is only one way to promote science and technology, and that is the funding. We need more fund to construct more science schools of technology, and get more qualified lecturer to teach in those universities.
You know, in Africa, we need to think big. We should not wait for somebody to think for us. What we need to do, we have to put a vision and think big about it.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Yeah.
Bringing you near what you long to hear, the Africa Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Oh, Quita toca, meu pensamento se sufoca. Dor e arrependimento, meu sentimento triste, cheio de lamento. Vou usar por um momento. Agora que me esteu, puta flor, que tem tempo. Coração tá bate lento, lento. Movimento, ser uma direção. Fica tá sabendo, tá, tá sofre depressão. Será que boca tem resposta? Já está cansado de fazer proposta.
Me explica, coração. Uma de desbustranho, reação. Que supe mais ajudando, viriu que foi a intenção. Coração, coração, coração. Sabe se ainda ficou bem, tem que tomar uma decisão. De escuridão tem que sair, caça tá aguenta a situação. Sabe se ainda ficou bem, tem que tomar uma decisão. Oh baby, jura.
If you are looking for tunes, you've come to the right place. The African Music Mix on VOA.
Anymore. is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Malaria kills thousands of people each year, but there are some simple things you can do to protect your family. If you can, put screens in your windows. A simple screen can keep disease-carrying mosquitoes out of your home. If you go outside, wear light-colored clothing and long pants and long sleeves, especially when it is dark and mosquitoes are most active. After it rains, empty all containers of standing water. The water in just one discarded tire can become a breeding ground for thousands of mosquitoes. Make sure your home is clear of debris and anything that holds water, including discarded cans, water containers, and rubbish. Empty containers that livestock drink from regularly so that mosquitoes cannot breed there.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Some may say you're not up to date. Some may say you ought to get some taste before I let you drive, sister. Tell me one more time, brother. Yeah, you may feel a little restrained. You should get a look at yourself. You've never looked so good with your perm and your colored lenses. Go on, step a little further in the real world. So you got to get yourself some low-waist trousers, the traditional clothes. You gotta be off the chain. Fashion, all the will, the way you wanna look at it, it impresses your identity. Never lift yourself up to any consciousness. Never, ever get to know who the real you are. You tell me, tell me one more time, brother. Brother, let me ask you once, am I allowed to walk with you? Am I allowed to get in your fancy new car? Am I allowed to speak with you? Mister, mister, you say you ain't got no penny. You've been working your ass out till you're broke. Is a filthy dream you may stumble to. If we don't watch our step, there's no point in living. Try fling your soul away, you're off with mental death. Who really cares for what you look like? Tell me one more time. Tell me one more time, brother.
Of the continent where it all got started on the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Catumba, o lado, o lado.
Think. People speak out on important questions. The question today:
how can we promote science and technology in Africa?
First of all, the government have to provide enough infrastructure for the universities, and then they should build more universities across the country. They should have a quality lecturers who can execute and lecture the student about it and make them understand about science and technology, because it's very important in our area now.
Introducing our own machines make our students or anybody who can make something to be used, something reasonable. Like I can remember I had someone who had make a phone which uses a coin, and you can call, and it's a local phone, but I've never heard anywhere that government have helped this person.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Je vais refaire ma vie. Il n'est jamais trop tard. Tu n'avais rien prévu. Mais là, je passe à autre chose. Je vais tout oublier. Laisse-moi le temps de réfléchir. Revoir les choses avec toi. Avec toi j'ai tout lu, avec toi j'ai supporté ce qui était insupportable. J'ai tellement rêvé le meilleur, j'ai tout essayé, j'ai tout donné. Thank you.
peine de forfait. Je préfère m'en aller, recommencer à zéro. Aïe, je t'avais averti. C'est plus la peine de forfait. Je préfère m'en aller. Commencer à zéro, chop, chop, chop.
Aïe!
Je t'avais averti. Aïe, ma zouzou, ma nakouré.
To the heartbeat of Africa, the African music mix on The Voice of America.
Tap 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 t
querer vi chorar, a luz seguir, sem querer eu te machuquei, a luz seguir, sem querer depois assim, a luz seguir. Minhas mãos não são culpadas, nem meu pobre coração. Quero um grito de perdão, alô xerife. Minhas mãos não são culpadas, nem meu pobre coração. Quero um grito de perdão. Escuta.